This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and ThisPipeLife.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you, sir. How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm good. Merry Christmas to you. It's, man, things are in full swing around here.
They really are. Like, yeah. The Christmas season, in my mind, began this week and will go all the way to the new year.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Black Friday and just all the insanity that comes right after Thanksgiving, but like, man, we're like, I finally feel like we're in the thick of it. Yeah, it's just crazy. Everyone's got Christmas parties to go to. The Squire has its Christmas party this Thursday night, actually,
man.
The 15th, and that'll be a lot of fun. If you're in the Jackson area, free to come. Starts at 6 p.m. and it's potluck. People will be bringing food and strong drinks and all the other stuff, but yeah, man, it's just insane. Got
a lot of
buying a lot of Christmas presents right now, and you know, folks buttoning up on their big coats and snow boots and all this kind of stuff. Even though we don't have any of that kind of weather down here, but yeah, things are great, man.
It's gonna be good. Look, we're in full swing ourselves too. Tonight we've got a Christmas themed a podcast, an episode very similar to what we did last year, talking about Christmas tobaccos, not to bury the lead. But we also, next week, we will actually have another Christmas-themed podcast episode talking specifically about Santa Claus, you know, in terms of
that's right.
Heroes of the Bowl, you know, famous pipe smokers from both history and fiction. Santa Claus is right up there.
And we've done some Santa Claus themed stuff before. We're going to take a fresh look at old Saint Nick. You know, he punched a saint once, he punched someone once, a heretic, actually.
Right. All right. I
think it was on the floor of the Council of Nicaea.
Well, there you go.
That's your main point that you should take from that is don't mess with Santa Claus.
There's a little teaser for what's to come. But yeah, so Christmas tobaccos this week, Santa Claus next week. And then the week following, we are doing something that's going to be kind of special in that this upcoming Squire Christmas party, we are actually going to have some mics and we are going to gather up some general community interviews.
That's right.
From listeners in the local area who will be very spirited, filled with the Christmas spirit and several Christmas spirits. We originally, I originally had this concept of, hey, let's do it live. Let's get a live feed going, have the place packed out for the Christmas party.
And we'll I was like, that's a terrible idea.
There are some characters that you have to be a little careful of in terms of, you don't want to put them on live broadcasting. So one way or the other, we are looking forward to that. And we've got a great plethora of holiday themed shows for you, bringing you all the way through this Christmas season.
Oh yeah.
Really excited about it. Also, I gotta tease something out.
I wanted to
mention this to you beforehand, but I'm just going to throw it out here anyway. John David and I have something in the kitchen right now. We got something cooking that we will be announcing.
Hope it's not burning.
No. I hope it's not burning either.
I don't think it's burning.
Okay. Good. But we will. We're really excited. We're going to have an announcement for you guys once we come back in the new year. It's really, really great. I think that you're going to think it's awesome. I think it's really special.
They're going to think it's great.
Yeah.
They're going to think it's great.
We're really excited about it. But that's all I'm going to say for right now.
Tease. Such a tease.
I got but fun things ahead. Look, we're looking forward to a really awesome 2017.
Yeah.
More opportunities for community, more opportunities to grow Country Squire Radio, and that is what I'll say for right now.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of growing Country Squire Radio, we mentioned it last week. We have been nominated for best podcast in Jackson, Mississippi.
Which is awesome, dude. Yeah, we're honored. There's a lot of really great podcasts around here. So, yeah,
awesome podcast.
It's the Best of Jackson is always done by the Jackson Free Press, which is a kind of a local alternative news paper, I guess that's how you'd put it.
But, yeah. I think there's a Free Press's, quote-unquote, Free Press is almost like a brand unto itself.
Yeah.
Around the country. But yeah, the Jackson Free, they do this every single year. I love the fact that even podcasting is on the nominees, but the fact that we were nominated just came completely out of the blue. So if you are in the local area, or maybe if not, I don't know. just one way or the other go vote for us?
Yeah, you have to be in the local area.
Got to be in the local area.
I think it even asks you to put in your phone number so it can verify your area code. So,
601s and 769s out there.
Right. You should be the ones that that get into the pot.
Yeah, you can go vote for us. You can go vote for us. Tell your friends and family. Check out Country Squire Radio. Vote for them. Best of Jackson. We'll have a direct link for that in the show notes for this episode. But your votes, your nomination, it's a great honor to get your nomination.
Yeah.
And your votes would be most appreciated as well.
Hey, Bo, one more announcement before we segue into other more important things.
Yeah.
We still have a sale going on our brand new website. Our website's been redone for the shop. It's thecountrysquireonline.com. And if you go there, all the tobaccos, that's house blended tobaccos, tinned tobaccos, and hand cut twist tobaccos are all 10% off if you enter the code Squire Special 16. Squire Special 16, and that's going through the end of this week. So if you get on there, you still got a chance to get on there and save 10% on all the tobaccos on our website.
Plus, you get to see the awesome new website.
It's a great website.
It looks so good.
It's a really good way. I'm very proud of it. I really appreciate our friend, good friend Pi Lawrence in Austin, Texas, for helping me work so hard on that. And if you're in any kind of business that is in need of a professionally done website and or any tech related things, like, he is your go-to guy.
Oh, yeah.
He is worth every penny and just such a good friend and an incredible asset to the pipe community.
Absolutely.
But we're so thankful for that. So anyway, go check the new website out, Squire Special 16. If you want to grab some pipe tobacco.
And you want to grab some pipe tobacco.
Of course you do.
You got to stock those stuffings, man. You got to stock those stuffings.
Just stock them up.
You got to stock them up. Look, but if you are looking for stocking stuffers beyond pipes and pipe tobacco, which, by the way, pipes and pipe tobacco, excellent stocking stuffers.
No, these are good. These are good things.
Excellent. But if you're looking for a little something extra that you want to make sure you got a little bit more room in that stocking, you got to pack it in there.
What about coffee?
What about coffee?
Yeah.
How about that great coffee from Beanfruit Coffee?
Yeah. Beanfruit, of course, locally roasted here in the Jackson, Mississippi area. Beanfruit, our good friend Paul, is just a really great guy. He's been a friend of the show for a long time, friend of the Country Squire, and we love to support him and point people in his direction. We really believe in his blends as well.
Absolutely. Pick up a sample pack. You get four different blends for $18.50. And actually, if you use the code CSR at checkout, you get 5% off. On top of that, so check it out. Again, beanfruit.com. Use the code CSR for 5% off at checkout. All right, man. So I already kind of gave it away at the top of the show.
No, that's good. That's good.
Tonight, we are talking Christmas blends, which is appropriate because, of course, we are in the Christmas season.
That's right.
This time last year, we also talked about Christmas blends. It's one of the great things about Christmas blends is they are seasonal.
Yeah, and we do love that. Like, that, it gives us an opportunity as podcasters to, you know, yearly kind of visit some real favorites. I don't know if any of the folks listening are followers of the shop's Facebook page. I'm stumbling all over my words tonight, Bo. I apologize.
That's all right. But
if you're a follower of the shop's Facebook page, you might have noticed that a couple of weeks ago I did a video just talking about the ritual I have in opening this tin of Christmas cheer that I do every year for McClellan. Of course, we'll talk about Christmas cheer here shortly. But, you know, that's kind of the fun of it is every year with the pipe community, there's always the next kind of boutique blend that comes out. It's typically a small batch thing, limited edition, a little different each year. And each of the big companies kind of, manufacturers, they kind of have their take on this, you know. And so, it's just a time-honored tradition we all get to enjoy where we dive in, you know, during the Christmas season. We all go snatch up all the different Christmas mixes that are out there and crack them open, hopefully amongst some friends, or maybe set them back and age them. And it's a lot of fun to visit. So this, you know, every year we like to look at these blends and just see kind of what's out there.
Now, I know that you're going to mention kind of, you know, I know the John David style. You've got some excellent tins that you're going to walk us through.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you'll kind of mention, you know, some of the holiday blends that you yourself or your apprentices have been working on.
That's right.
Interns, if you will. But I want to ask, going into this, you know, the Country Squire Tobacconist has been around for several years. I'm curious as to the history of the shop as it relates to Christmas holiday themed tobaccos in years past.
Yeah. Honestly, this is the first year that we have ever done a Christmas blend.
Is that right?
Now, Bo, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we've actually already sold out of our Christmas blend.
Well, I know. I've seen people tweeting in like crazy.
It's already gone. And that's what's amazing is we, you know, to be honest, we did not realize the market there would be for something like this. And at the Squire, we're very intent on hand blending our own tobaccos here in the shop. There's a lot, a lot of old fashioned shops like this will rename tobaccos here and there. But, you know, our new blends, we are committed to them being unique to the Country Squire. And so we're really proud to offer Figgy Pudding this year as a blend. And it flew off the shelves.
It's gone.
That's the first time we've ever done this before. We've never had a Christmas blend before.
And like Santa Claus gets the elves to make the toys,
right.
this was the intern's creation.
It was. It was the second blend he ever
created. He's going to get a big head, man. What's going on here?
We got to quit talking about him, you know? Now, Caleb's been working really hard. Of course, Caleb, the intern, he's been with the shop now for right at 6 months, I guess, and he's just been just doing such a great job, and we really appreciate everything he does, and I'm sure he'll be back on the show at some point in the near future.
Probably grab him at the Christmas party for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, we've always sold at the shop Christmas blends from other companies, obviously. Mm-hmm. Folks like Peterson, we'll talk about shortly, and McClelland and Sam Gaywith and some of the others. But anyway, we want to talk about some of those tonight and just kind of unpack what's out there. And I guess I will start with the Peterson 10. They kind of have of course, Peterson, you know, everyone associates them with, a lot of the classics, the Irish Flake, University Flake, Sherlock Holmes and Old Dublin and some of these other blends they come out with. But every year they come out with a different Christmas blend. This one is Holiday Season. And it is it's a real handsome tint, beautiful red, just real vibrant colors here, and you've got some kind of paisley things in the background with some reindeer. It's really cool.
A lot of texture too.
Lots of texture. Peterson always does a good job with their presentation. And you can open the tin. One thing about the Peterson tins every year for the Christmas is that the tins are not vacuum sealed, and so. And you see this sometimes. There's other blends that we see.
Is that common of these shaped tins?
It is, yeah. If the tins are shaped, if you're listening, you're looking at one of these big rectangular tins that kind of opens up like a little cookie cookie tin or something. But, and you can pull the entire bag of tobacco out and kind of, you know, see it, look at the leaves, smell it. Matter of fact, Bo, I'll let you smell that. The Peterson... every year is like that. And, you know, there's other tins that are like this, too. We've talked before about the Solani Silver Flake. And you know, as beautiful as this presentation is, if you want to keep this tobacco for any serious amount of time, you're going to want to put this either in some kind of humidified environment or take it out of this pouch and put it in a mason jar, because there's nothing,
right.
You know, there's nothing keeping the humidity or moisture locked into this. It's just completely, you know, it's just kind of, they've kind of sacrificed that for the packaging element of it, I guess. But that's common. I mean, it's not like that's uncommon or anything.
No, yeah, sure. So, well, plus, with kind of the seasonal nature of tobaccos, there's almost kind of like this, you know, I know a lot of people do kind of tin them and keep them for several years.
Yeah.
But there is kind of the specialness to the get it now, enjoy it within the season. And, I think especially the presentation really speaks to that with this tin in particular.
No, it really does. They do such a good job with this kind of thing. Every year their holiday blend is going to be an aromatic blend. And this year I'll read the back of the tin. It's of course got a real handsome presentation. And it says, this blend is a pleasure to look at, but also unique in taste. Ribbon cut tobaccos are mixed with black Cavendish and topped with large pieces of bright Virginia, a delight for all senses. And you can kind of see that, you know, if you look at the actual tobacco itself, which, is visible through this pouch. So, one thing, what they've done with this particular tobacco is they've taken kind of a mixture of ribbon cut leaves and almost a chopped leaf, like a rough cut leaf.
Oh, yeah, look at
that. And they've mixed them together. And so if you look closely at the leaves, you can kind of see this variegated blend that's just kind of interesting. You've got small and big chunky leaves in here, but it's got a noticeable topping. It's not a syrupy tobacco by any means. This is a tobacco that's got You know, just a noticeable kind of light topping. Most people, when they smell it, get kind of an essence of apricot or orange.
Yeah, definitely a fruity.
Yeah,
sweet.
There's a fruit essence there.
Yeah, definitely.
And for me, the orange or the apricot, particularly apricot, kind of stands out, which is nice. So, as is tradition with Peterson tobaccos, they tend to burn a little hot if you if you puff them too quickly. So you're going to want to puff this kind of slowly. But that's that's kind of characteristic of some of your more drier aromatics, particularly from companies like Peterson. They just tend to be a little hot if you puff them too fast. So something to think about going forward.
Yeah.
Yep. But that is Peterson Holiday Season.
Gorgeous.
And their beautiful 2016 presentation there. So we'll put that aside. Next, I want to talk about Cornell & Diehl's Corncob Pipe, which is a really cool tobacco they came out with. I actually don't have a tin of it right here because I keep selling out of them. And every time I try to get more of them in, they're either back stock or they come in way after I order them. So I've had trouble keeping the Cornell & Diehl corncob pipe on hand. But Cornell & Diehl's 2016 Christmas blend, it's actually called Corncob Pipe and a Button Nose, which is really cool.
Frosty the Snowman.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you quit?
Also a hero of the bowl.
Why don't you quit singing? That'd be great.
Okay.
But yeah, it's great. And, with, of course, our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum, it kind of pairs well with that, which is nice. But yeah, of course, the front of the tin, it's got a picture of Frosty the Snowman and his corncob pipe, which is kind of cool. But most people on this, again, in true Cornell & Diehl fashion, it's a 2-ounce tin. And most people are going to recognize that. When they open the tin, it's a very dry tobacco, one of those that has a noticeable topping again, but a dry leaf. And it's a cube cut, so it's going to be a chunkier tobacco. But most people are going to get kind of a vanilla flavor with this and maybe some coffee tones or some caramel, something like that. But it's just really nice. They've tobacco reviews, it actually, I'll read the description they provide. It says, a warm mug of cocoa flecked with marshmallow.
Ooh.
It's cold outside. Your pipe's alight. It's looking like it might snow. If bright gold Virginias fulfill your Christmas wish, blend in some reds. It's quite a spread with Burley and Cavendish, a blend for the season, warmed with Christmas cheer, makes our corncob pipe and a button nose for the best day of the year.
Man.
So, of course, Cornell & Diehl, they roll out all the big guns when it comes to, kind of describing some of their stuff, which they're great at doing. So, comes in a 2-ounce tin and also an 8-ounce tin. And if you can find one, snatch it up because they are just flying out this year. It's a real popular blend this year. So,
man.
So there's that.
Yeah.
There's that. And then, of course, we have to talk about our friends at McClelland. Of course, we're big supporters of what they do. And I'll talk about first their tin of Holiday Spirit. This is a tin. Every year on the McClelland tins, the description never changes. They've always got this description. It says Holiday Spirit Pipe Tobacco. This is 2016, and it says this every year. This mild, smooth blend of Burley, Virginia, and Cavendish tobaccos is flavored with dark rum, pecan, and cocoa.
Ooh.
It brings a warm glow to the coldest winter day. The aroma of a favorite holiday confection wafts from the bowl, bringing pipe-smoking contentment. Happy holidays.
Man.
And so, of course, our friends at McClelland, they are just masters at kind of making you feel special about the thing you've just purchased,
Oh yeah.
And so beautiful tin. It always has the exact same artwork, kind of this stylized Christmas tree coming out of a pipe there. And the Holiday Spirit comes in a 2-ounce tin. It's always the same aromatic. Of course, their ingredients are going to vary somewhat year to year just because the nature of tobacco. But it always has this description, the mild, smooth blend of Burley, Virginia, and Cavendish tobaccos flavored with dark rum, pecan, and cocoa.
Man.
And it's one of those that, folks just really look forward to getting each year because it might not be something you want to smoke every day, but it's that you know, decadent Christmas treat that you kind of give yourself the chance to smoke during the holidays, right?
Yeah. As you were describing it, I was like, man, you know, that sounds like something I'm going to want to pack up for the Christmas party specifically.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So yep. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, man. Really, really good. And so we love that. A lot of our non-aromatic smokers, folks that, you know, only will smoke English blends or you know, Virginia blends or, you know, flake tobaccos or whatever. We've got several folks that shop at the Country Squire, and this is the only aromatic tobacco they will buy. So it's kind of it's kind of like their yearly treat, right? So
okay.
think about someone that doesn't eat a lot of sweets.
I'm gonna be all hardcore in English all year long, but ooh, right. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. So right there around Christmas time, they give themselves a little break, and they're like, oh look, this is holiday spirit. We'll give this a shot. It'll be my one piece of pie for the year,
right,
kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
So it's kind of a neat tradition for a lot of non-aromatic smokers, and we have those folks. You know, it's that one treat each year, which I think is kind of funny. And even those folks that, you know, don't like to admit they smoke aromatic tobaccos, which I think is silly. You should own up to it, because there's just some great aromatics out there.
There's some great aromatics out there.
I love aromatic tobaccos, even though, you know, I don't smoke them all the time. But, you know, it is funny. The people come in and buy, I kind of look over their shoulder, just make sure there's not another pipe
on,
snob,
man,
you know, buy. You know, it's like, man, give me a break. Just please buy the holiday spirit and thoroughly enjoy it. So really good tobacco. And, of course, McClelland aromatics are great. When you open the tin, they're going to have typically this kind of chopped, you know, consistency to them. So the you know, a cut will be probably a little thicker, and that's on average, you know, in what you expect from McClelland. And one thing too, just because of how they process their tobacco, it's going to be more of a the moisture content in the tin will be higher.
Yeah.
And some people really like that with an aromatic, because they think you can taste it better. So it just kind of depends on what you're, you know, going for there, but anyway, that's McClelland's Christmas or holiday spirit.
And as you said, that this one remains relatively consistent. Obviously, you know, some ingredients change by the nature of just the industry. But
that's right.
But for the most part, this is pretty consistent year to year.
Year to year. That's right. They're kind of going for the same thing. So
now, alternatively.
Yeah. Alternatively, we'll talk about the last one we have tonight, and that is McClelland's Christmas Cheer 2016. Of course, Christmas Cheer, it's one of our favorite tobaccos, and it's, you know, just a time-honored tradition within the tobacco community. Every single year, they have this beautiful red tin of tobacco that comes out, and it's got this giant McClelland seal on the front. Of course, you know, our friend Mary at McClelland designed this herself, and it's just a real special thing. You get this tin, and you just feel really good about what you've just purchased. So,
you just said the whale was a seal, didn't you? Oh, no, you meant seal as in
seal. No, the seal. Yeah.
All right, I thought...
I don't get whales and seals confused.
All right,
very
I thought we got a little different aquatic creature there.
I'm not brushed up on my marine biology.
But of course, the whale is on the seal.
The whale is on the seal, right. Don't tell that to the seal, though.
Right.
Right.
Lucille!
So, you know, it's a fun tin to get every year. And, of course, on the back, it always says the following. Hand-blended, premium-pressed Virginia Flake pipe tobaccos. A fine vintage, naturally sweet, in limited quantity. And so it will always say that. It's always going to have that element. But you open the tin, or at least open the top of the tin, there's always this little kind of card that's inside the top of the tin. It's always got Santa Claus on there. He's smoking a pipe and got his big old bag full of toys. Looks like he's maybe taking a break in between house visits. And you open the little card here, and they provide you a little more information with this particular vintage. And so I'll read this real quick. McClelland Christmas Cheer 2016. We are proud to offer our 2016 Christmas Cheer pipe tobacco, an exceptionally fine vintage tobacco, hand-blended and aged in pressed cakes to develop natural mellowness. Mm. This 2016 is made with a special selection of ripe, red, flue-cured Virginia from a beautiful 2010 mid-belt crop. A superb leaf picked at peak ripeness, it is naturally sweet, rich in oils, should age with distinction. Each buying season, we look for tobaccos of exceptional quality and distinctive character in various combinations. Their flavors, aromas, textures contribute to the overall excellence of our products. And so You know, it's kind of neat. What they always do here is kind of give you a little insight into the particular vintage that you're smoking. So, of course, the 2016, they have put back for several years this crop of 2010 leaves. And so, you know, it's just always got that kind of signature McClelland, Virginia vinegar-based smell to it whenever you open the tin. Matter of fact,
Oh, you got some open?
This is last year's. Now, this is last year's. Yeah, you know, my tradition is always to each December, I buy the tin of this year and open last year's. So I just opened my 2015.
Yeah, you put a video out, too,
I did. It was really great. So I'll let you smell that. It's just got that signature McClelland smell, too.
You got the vinegar that hits you immediately.
Immediately, yeah. And it's just a really special tin to always open. They've got... you know, actually the 2015 was actually a 2011, they called an old belt crop of Virginia. So Mike McNeil, you know, he is in with just some of the best Virginia, you know, brokers and growers in the United States. And so he's just got the best, he just gets the best leaf for this stuff. It's exquisite. And so, you know, this is kind of their magnum opus each year. They come out with this, this tin, and it is something really, really special, particularly for those of us that are fond of Virginias. So a lot of us do put this tin back, as we've talked about before, just because a little age can help this particular tobacco quite a bit. But anyway, that is 2016 Christmas Cheer, and really, I think the entire lineup of Christmas tobaccos this year has been very, very positive. You know, there's other folks that have them. Obviously, we made ours at the Squire. There's other shops that have made theirs, and you know, other tinned, you know, major manufacturers that have made some as well. But this has been a really good lineup year for Christmas tobaccos. Yeah, I've been really pleased to see what folks have come out with this year.
Well, the live show, they've been tweeting in, and there's a general consensus of, you know, these are all great. Obviously, you know, this is a special time of year where a bunch of special tobaccos come out. But what is your John David Cole? What is your pick of this season? What is your Christmas blend pick, number one of the blends that you've mentioned?
Number one. It's hard to say because I obviously we haven't opened this year's Christmas Cheer yet. So if I remove the Christmas Cheer from the pick here,
okay, all right.
I'm probably gonna go with Cornell and Deal's Corn Cob Pipe and a Button Nose. I thought they did a really good job with it this year. Cornell and Deal obviously, you know, has a long tradition of coming out with a different tobacco, and they name it differently. It has a different theme every year. Unlike you know, the McClellan folks, they're always going to name it something unique and have new artwork and all that kind of stuff. And I think this year their Corn Cob Pipe really nailed it. So,
man,
I'm going to crown that one. We will see this time next year how the 2016 did. I will say for the 2015 Christmas Cheer, so far those first couple of bowls I really enjoyed. The next couple bowls, I'm having some thoughts. I need to process some of the ingredients and just kind of get my mind around what exactly is going on there. I'll be real interested as my tin of 2015 continues to age, what that's going to do. And that's the beauty of these Virginias, particularly flakes, is that they just
marinate.
That you know, marinating fermentation process, the magical things that happen to those sugars when they're living inside this environment is just pretty special. So, but this year, yeah, I got to go with the Corn Cob Pipe. I was very pleased with that.
Do you have any left cellared or anything like that?
I think I've got some at the house.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, if you happen to bring some of that to the Christmas party.
I might bring you a pinch or two.
All right. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We'll see if you've been a good boy.
I'm just saying, look, man, if y'all are in the local area, you're coming to the Christmas party on Thursday, bring whatever your favorite Christmas blend is, or just whatever your favorite blend is, because, you know, parties at the Squire are a good time to share a little bit.
That's right. That's
find
right.
Out what's going on.
You know, and speaking of, you know, Christmas traditions and stuff, and we all go for Christmas blends like these, but, you know, if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know I don't smoke a lot of Latakia. I'm not a huge Latakia smoker. I tend to, you know, lean more towards the Virginias and Periques and occasionally an Aromatic. But this is the time of year, every year, that I smoke one tin of Throgmorton.
Really?
I will eat at least once a year, open up a tin of Throgmorton. One of the Throgmortons, typically it's either Bayou, which is my favorite, or Pond. Sometimes Cellar. I go back and forth. But typically, that one tin of Throgmorton I smoke each year, I generally crack open right around this time. There's something about, like, right before Christmas, it's getting cold outside. You got kind of the people are starting to do, fire pits in their yard and all this kind of stuff. There's just a smokiness that, with that unflavored Cavendish they put in there, it's just real creamy and smoky and just delicious. So, I would point you to Throgmorton too. It's a treat.
Man, Throgmorton, I mean, like, in terms of tins, they make some of my favorite tins.
It's delicious.
Is Cellar the one that tastes like meat pie? Or is that on the Bayou?
They all kind of have that note to them, to be honest. Yeah, they all kind of, you open up the tin and they all kind of have this barbecue flavor. The on the Bayou with the Perique, it kind of, particularly when you open the tin, it just has that kind of almost a steak note to it. It's really interesting. Man. But it's just a great tobacco. The folks at McClellan, they nailed that.
That's awesome, man.
Yep.
Well, hey, as you are sampling various tobaccos, you're going to need a good pipe to sample a lot of tobaccos.
You really are.
And, there are some great pipes out there to sample tobaccos, especially in the corn cob variety. And, of course, we're talking about our good friends at Misery Meerschaum.
That's right.
Now, interestingly enough, the pipe that's sponsoring tonight's show, if you want literally just like a taste.
Just a sample.
Just a sample.
That's right.
We got. What is this thing called? The tiny pipe?
It's the corn cob. It's the Misery Meerschaum Mini. It's the miniature.
This is the mini. Now,
that's right.
This heavily featured a couple of weeks back when we did our Tiny Pipes episode.
That's right.
And this was almost the star of the Tiny Pipes episode.
Yeah, we sell tons of them in our shop. It's one of our best-selling corn cobs, actually, probably right after the Legend and the Country Gentleman. We sell tons of these things. And they're great. They're inexpensive, just nice little pocket pipes. The diameter of the bowl is just big enough for you to put your pipe nail in.
That's right.
Just big enough. Yeah, it's going to be a really short smoke, but it's a fun little pipe. I see, I don't necessarily encourage this, but I see, pictures of pipe smokers with their kids, and their kids, might be playing with one of these, which is a lot of fun. So, they're fun little pipes. They obviously are inexpensive, good value pipe, and one of those you don't have to worry about. And it literally is a great sample pipe because you're just not going to fit a whole bunch of tobacco in there. You're going to enjoy it, puff away, and then put it up and go on about your day.
And it makes for a nice Christmas ornament.
They're great.
You can hang something on it. Matter of fact,
Misery Meerschaum actually makes keychains out of these pipes.
Which
is really cool. So it comes in two varieties. We've got a finished varnish style with the amber stem, and then of course the black stem with the unfinished kind of rough cut style. So anyway, you can find out more about those at corncobpipe.com, I believe, is Misery Meerschaum's website, and we thank them for sponsoring our show today.
Absolutely.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man, we've got a pipe question of the week this week that comes in from Howard Oakes. Now, Howard writes in, he says, I am planning to buy some Misery Meerschaum pipes for some friends when I go home at Christmas, and we all want to put a variety of tobaccos with the pipe for them to sample. A couple of them are cigarette smokers, so what would be the best types of tobacco for them?
Yeah.
Now, this is a great question because I know a lot of folks, they're thinking about Christmas presents. Maybe they are trying to convert cigarette smokers. I know I often try to go after the cigarette crowd and be like, look, get rid of the cigarette. Come enjoy the pipe.
Understand what
it is. Like, get the full enjoyment without becoming addicted to it. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. These are great questions. Yeah, I was laughing with one of my customers this morning. Of course, we have a lot of friends that smoke cigarettes, and I understand that. But I was laughing with him, picking on him. I was saying, look, I feel like if we got you onto a pipe from the cigarette, an angel would get its wings. So make the angels Christmas and just come on over,
Clarence.
Yeah. No, I know, right? Yeah.
Actually, that sounded a little bit like Clarice.
No, that's initially what I thought of when you said that. It kind of terrified me, but then I got the reference, right? So these are great questions. If you've got some folks that are interested in that, but they are cigarette smokers. It depends on what they're looking for. Do they want a tobacco that's more like a cigarette tobacco? If they do, you'd point them towards a Burley or a Virginia, obviously. So here at the Squire, we have blends like Merriweather, our Sweet Burley that we love and sell, things like Green Dragon or Fleur de Lis. Those are just real rich, natural tasting tobaccos that I think those folks would love. As far as some of the major things that are out there, you might also point them to Solani's Aged Burley Flake, really good tobacco for that. Or any of the Burley Number 1 and 2 from Cornell and Deal, those are really popular, as well as Virginia Woods from McClelland. Those are all great tobaccos that I think would be tasty to folks that are used to just kind of a general tobacco flavor. Another one that's come on strong recently has been Elizabethan Mixture from Dunhill. I love the name of that anyway, but it's got this oriental kind of taste in there. Elizabethan Mixture ribbon cut tobacco. There's kind of this oriental cedary flavor in there that I think some cigarette smokers might enjoy. If it's a cigarette smoker though that is looking for something to be sweeter because they want their pipe experience to be different, then you might point them to something like Holiday Spirit from McClelland, or you've got the Old Dublin from Peterson, or gosh, there's just a ton of them. Berry Berry Good from Cornell and Deal. Those are all good. Here at the Squire, obviously, you might go with Blue Ribbon, Black and Tan, Seersucker, some of those things that, might be a little sweeter. So probably, if they're cigarette smokers and don't know fully what to expect with a pipe, might shy away from some of the English blends. Latakia might be a little much to push them over the edge, unless they're just, big fans of bourbon or, scotch or something like that. So.
I wonder if there can be, there should be some sort of like list of like level up process type deal. You know what I mean? Like as you become more proficient.
That's right.
You may want to experience, don't go to Latakia early on, but maybe once you reach this level, try it.
And as soon as I think I've got the natural order or progression figured out,
right,
someone breaks it. Like someone, I always think, okay, I've got it now. People start on this, they go to this, but then there's that person that always comes in and kind of breaks the paradigm, that I've got set up. And so I had a guy come in the other day and he was like, I just don't do sweet stuff. Never smoked a pipe before in his life. He bought a pipe off her wall, spent, $45 on a nice briar pipe, and wanted to try something. But he was like, I just don't do sweets. And so, I let him smell several tobaccos, kind of describe the flavors and everything to him. And then, he tries Cornishman, which is our oldest English blend here at the Squire. And he's like, yeah, that's the one. That's what I want out of a pipe, is something that, has a smokiness to it. And this is the first time he ever smoked a pipe, so it's just kind of funny. You never know what to expect with folks.
This is the time of year where we get a lot of questions like this with, I want to give a gift for somebody who's not a pipe smoker, or I got a pipe for Christmas and I don't know what to do with it.
That's right.
So it may be about time as we kick off 2017 sometime early in the year about doing another pipe smoking 101 for the newbies who'll be coming on board.
Yeah.
Specifically because of the present season.
That's a great idea. I think we'll have a lot of opportunity to interact with new pipe smokers here in the new year.
Absolutely. Well, that is a great pipe question.
Yeah.
Howard, thank you so much for sending that in. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, you can send it in csr@podastery.com.
Quick fire
question.
Ow!
All right, we are continuing on the quick fire question sent in from B Fasty from thispipelife.com. More about thispipelife.com in a minute, but now to the questions. Casino Royale versus From Russia with Love. Obviously, James Bond movies.
Yeah. I think I have to go with From Russia with Love.
Which Bond was that?
That's an older movie.
It is an older movie.
Yeah.
Casino Royale is relatively, like, that's the first of the newer wave of Bond films.
I mean, From Russia with Love, that was our buddy.
Was it Sean Connery?
Yeah, I think that was Sean Connery.
If you go back and watch some of those Sean Connery Bond films, you're like, oh, well, Bond did a lot of things that I'm not sure were. That did not age well right there.
No, it didn't, but I mean, it's Sean Connery. You gotta go well with, I don't know. I probably, it, I think I've seen From Russia with Love before, and I'm pretty sure that's one of the older ones. I'm not a big James Bond buff, to be honest with you, but if it's anything older compared to a newer James Bond, I got to go with that.
I'm going to go Casino Royale just because I love poker. And like there was the whole, like, a lot of the action took place actually on the poker table, and that kind of speaks to me. So I kind of go with that one.
Oh, that's very good.
Missouri Meerschaum Cob or eBay Etsy. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me say that one again from the top. Missouri Meerschaum corncob pipe versus an eBay estate pipe. Looking at budget options.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I go back and forth on this, right? So you know, if you're going to get a Missouri Meerschaum cob, you'll get a pipe that hasn't been smoked before, and obviously. It's a new pipe.
Right.
With an estate pipe, if you're already a pipe smoker and are looking for that bargain, that might be the way to go. But if you're a new smoker and are looking for a way to kind of get into the pipe game, I'd probably recommend the Cobb. But if you're an established smoker and are looking for an inexpensive pipe to maybe add to your collection, go with the eBay pipe. But obviously, we love our friends at Missouri Meerschaum and want you to support them too.
I realize I'm in the minority here, but I'm just not a fan of buying pipes off of eBay.
Yeah,
and I mean, I know I'm in the minority there.
But I get it. Yeah,
especially like an estate pipe. Like I need to, it's gonna have it's been some places. Somebody smoked it, maybe not, but I mean, more often than not, that's gonna be the case.
Pipe friend been around the block a couple times.
Well, so I want to pick it up and take a look at it. I have no problem buying an estate pipe. I think a lot of us, obviously, when we acquire pipes or when we're smoking pipes, we think about them as heirloom objects that we hope to either pass along to friends or family, or potentially even sell at some point. But regardless, I like the history element of a pipe. It's the eBay part that I'm not going to go with. So
yeah, no, I understand. I mean, I think with an estate pipe, maybe that's why I say if you're an established smoker, go with the eBay estate pipe. Like if you are used to smoking pipes and you've been across these kind of things before, you might be able to pick out when you get a pipe, what's been smoked in it before. Maybe you have a better idea on how to clean it and ream it out and sanitize it and all these other things. But for a new smoker, I'd go with the Missouri Meerschaum.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to go with Missouri Meerschaum as well. Genesis versus Romans instead of specifically here, better book of the Bible.
You can't even ask that. Like, which one's better? I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think either of them are better.
In terms of kind of what they bring to the table, I think that Romans is going to be what I'm going to go for there.
I don't know. I like the imagery of Genesis.
No, there's a lot of beautiful imagery of Genesis.
Yeah,
but in terms of kind of practical application, you got to go with Romans.
Okay, I'll say my more favorite book would be Romans. Yeah.
Okay.
But better book, I don't have an answer for that.
I like how you did that.
How's
right
that
there?
For a nuanced answer?
Not going to be heretical in any form or fashion.
Oh, exactly.
Says Tobacco Jesus.
God, that's terrible.
And then finally, bluegrass versus jazz.
I got to go with bluegrass. I love jazz. I mean, I do. You see, I even bring out my jazz hands. It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
I love jazz, but I don't know. I think I got to go with bluegrass.
Oh, this is tough. This is really, really tough. Because, I mean, we're in Mississippi, so, I mean, bluegrass is actually more often associated with Kentucky.
Kind of Appalachia,
Yeah.
You think of the Carolinas.
That's right.
And, yeah.
That's right. In terms of go-to, my go-to is jazz. It's good background music.
Well, you're kind of a New Orleans, person as well, and so you think of jazz, New Orleans.
So jazz and blues. Like, if it was jazz and blues, it'd be probably a too close to call for me, but I guess between bluegrass, which I love bluegrass, but between the two, I'm going to go jazz. Great questions. Great quickfire questions from B Fasty over on thispipelife.com. Thispipelife.com, of course, an awesome online community that if you've not joined yet, you should, for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that we have a forum post right now in which we are gathering all of these great quickfire questions. So in order to be part of those forums, to be part of that community, you need to sign up at thispipelife.com. It's absolutely free when you do. However, if you use the code CSR when you sign up, it is very helpful for us. It helps support
That's
the
right.
show. So go to thispipelife.com, register CSR when you register. It's absolutely free to go. Again, one last time for the people in the back, thispipelife.com. Use the code CSR.
That's right.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
Listen to feedback this week. We've got some great listener feedback, including a comment from Pipe Smoking Tom on YouTube, who said, John David is an absolute no-brainer for the Master of Pipes Award. My letter will be in the mail tomorrow. Cheers, gentlemen.
Y'all are ridiculous. Now, but thank you. I mean, that's very kind, but
if you missed that episode, right now there is a campaign to nominate John David Cole as a Master of Pipes from Pipes Magazine. So if you have not done so already and you want to nominate this man, that is what you should do, because I agree completely with Pipe Smoking Tom.
There are, or you could nominate a lot of other people. I'll read the next one. John David and Bo, I wanted to offer some listener feedback on John David's curiosity about people who use filters. If you had asked that question a few weeks ago, I would have been planted firmly in the camp of people who did not. After the recent CSR episode on filters, well, it got me thinking, since I do own a few pipes that can take a filter, most notably my Brebbia Sun, off I went to a tobacconist in New Orleans, picked up a sleeve of 9mm charcoal filters, and smoked a bowl of Country Squire Figgy Pudding that very night.
Oh.
And was treated to a smoke that was cooler, drier, and I'd say even more flavorful than usual. Now I don't know the blend intimately, so I can't say if the flavor was affected or not, but the pros definitely outweighed the cons in this instance. I can't say I'll use them in all the time now, but your show made me reconsider my filter relationship. For that, I say bravo. Keep up the awesomeness. P.S. Sorry for the pun. It was the best I could do.
And of course,
that's a filter relationship. Right.
There you go.
And that's, of course, from our good friend Mark VV in New Orleans. So Mark has a beautiful Brebbia Sun pipe. Of course, we talked about Brebbias recently as well. And it's a gorgeous pipe. Try a filter out. You know, I say, you know, for those of us that are kind of purists, particularly in the American market, that are like, eh, you don't need a filter. It's not, you know, all you're doing is collecting moisture. If it's a good pipe, you don't need it, blah, blah, blah. You know, try it out. Try it out. See, you know, just see what it does. I don't know. It might kind of change your perspective a little bit.
And then finally, on iTunes, we got a review in from Justin Collar, who said, great, guys, very informative. After being referred to this podcast by my dad, I listened to the show the first time. I found this podcast very informative and enjoyable. The guys are fun to listen to, and time flew by. I can't wait for the next episode. Thanks so much for a great podcast.
Man, thank you, Justin. That's awesome, dude.
Hey, any of you guys out there, we really appreciate it. If y'all head over to iTunes and write us a review, it's an awesome way to help support the show. Doesn't cost you a dime to do. And, you know, they don't have to be really long. They could just be pretty short. Here's the thing. We are 10 away from having 200 ratings, reviews on iTunes.
Really?
We're just 10 away.
Dude, that's odd. Man, we can do that by January.
Can we? Because I hesitate to put it out
well,
there.
Well, you hesitate to put it out because you don't know if it'll happen.
I don't know if it'll happen.
But I say we can.
I mean, like,
hey,
look.
Hey, if you're listening, will you please write us a review on iTunes?
Look, if everybody wrote us a review, we'd skyrocket.
That'd be very meaningful.
Just 10 of you guys and gals. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
So head over there. You can find the link at countrysquireradio.com. We've also gotten some great tweets in throughout the episode. I noticed that we got a lot of pictures in too. I right before we went live, I asked what people are smoking.
Yeah.
I got some great pictures of pipes and pipe tobacco and such. We also have a few tweets in that John David's about to read right now.
Yeah, a few of them. Our friend Hoctor, the Love Doctor, he says, the sweet Virginia's really come through in Cornell and Deal's corncob pipe and a button nose. So he was obviously a fan of that as well. We had several folks that were smoking Christmas Cheer tonight. Actually, at Jay Mongol was smoking Christmas Cheer from 1998. I bet that stuff is like pure like cane sugar at this point. I bet that was nice. Awesome. And Hoctor also said he bought two tins of Cheer to enjoy and two to sell and put my kids through college since it may no longer be produced.
So
yeah, very solid. Of course, with all the FDA rulings, you know, the tradition of annual Christmas blends is under threat. And all that is up in the air. I'll just leave it at that for now. But, you know, Hoctor's saying, you know, if it isn't produced anymore, maybe you can sell a few, you know, in a couple of years and, I don't know, pay for some textbooks or
black
something.
Black market?
Yeah. No, that's great. Also, at D Collar, we've got, he says, Haunted Bookshop for cigarette smokers is a good tobacco. And Haunted Bookshop is from Cornell and Deal. It's one of their, I think, one of their best Virginia blends and a really good buy.
When I saw that tweet, I thought that was a joke. Like, just based on the name?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Haunted Bookshop for Cigarette Smokers?
I know.
But then I realized after the fact, like, oh, this is serious.
No, that's it. That's it. I love Cornell & Diehl's. I got these ridiculous names for some of their tobacco. Of course, they've got, like, you know, 10,850 different tobacco. Not that many, but they've got, like, Cornell & Diehl has a lot of tobacco.
Absolutely.
And so, they just have a lot of fun with the name. I think my favorite is either Cross-Eyed Cricket or Bow-Legged Bear. How can you not at least try 10 of that at least once?
So I got to ask you, because I mean, I think that this is on a lot of people's minds, especially those that were not able to get Figgy Pudding.
Yeah.
The powers that be notwithstanding, is this going to become a holiday tradition?
Yeah.
Or
I think at the Squire, we'll have an annual Christmas blend. Mm-hmm, I think we're going
to
do that.
But will it be Figgy Pudding again?
That remains to be seen.
So bring us some Figgy Pudding.
We'll find out next year. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, hey, thank y'all so much for tuning in and checking out the podcast and such. We always love getting y'all's feedback throughout the week, not just on the live show. We do love it for those of you who tune in for the live show. But you can, of course, keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow us on Twitter. At The Real Bo York is me.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
And all of that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com, where you can tune in live every single Monday night. That is at 6:30 Pacific. Nope. That is at 6:30. One more time. Rewind. Here we go. You can tune in the show live every single Monday night. That is at 6:30 Central, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. Again, CountrySquireRadio.com. Well, man, we've laid it out, man. We've got some great content coming this way. We really encourage those of you who are able to be here in the local area for the Country Squire Christmas. I can't promise anything, but I will try to do some periscoping or some Facebook Living in small bites when certain individuals are not within the vicinity.
Yeah, there might be some opportunity there.
Yeah, it could be some fun.
But when certain individuals enter the frame, we'll immediately go off mic.
That's right.
I'm just saying there's some loose cannons that hang out around the Country Squire.
Yeah, that's a great thing. When it's bite-sized like that, you can just cut it off immediately.
That's right. Yeah. you know who you are, right?
Man, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.